Right, here we are. Another week, another quiz, and I'm a very lucky boy this week. Do you know why?
Why?
You're staying over.
Oh, I am.
You're staying over at mine.
And also, it's a new place.
Yeah,
I've not been to the new place.
I've actually had to have a plumber round to... basically, my bath is not draining properly.
I won't go and have a bath, mate.
I've had him... you're not having a bath?
Not again.
How have we started this? We've basically gone... This is the podcast, and will you have a bath at mine tonight?
The only reason being, I know that I'll have a tap end with you.
I never said we were having a bath together.
Oh, yeah.
No, sorry. What? And that's your way of making it less intense.
That was weird,
no, don't worry,
it?
Mate. And the thing is, you did a nice thing there. You tried to get me out of a hole. You're like, don't worry, Jake. I'll cover you here, mate. I'm happy to have a bath, but I'd probably really have the tap end, wouldn't I?
Oh, dear.
Welcome to the Pub Quiz Pod.
Welcome to the Pub Quiz Pod. And this week...
this week, there's literally no segue, is there? No. Sophie Garrod, comedian, incredible podcaster, incredible sketch maker, incredible person.
Yeah, I've been admiring her online content lately.
Yeah,
yeah, really, really funny videos. You might know her from the Posh Mum character.
Oh, yeah.
That posh friend, she does a great impersonation of that.
She really does, and she's going to be joining us in the pub in a, well, I think she's there now actually, so let's head over, get a pint in and answer some bloody quiz questions, shall we?
Let's do it, mate. I'm looking forward to it. So joining our pub quiz team this week, and I quote, is one of London's most gorgeous, talented and delusional comics. It's Sophie Garrod. What pervert wrote that bio?
I did, thank you very much.
She does all her own biogs. All her own biogs. Where has that been? Where's that from then?
No, I literally wrote that myself.
Did you really?
No, did you?
I just like to quote myself and then put it out on things.
That can't be true. Or are you just someone that claims quotes? I have a dream, that was one of mine.
Yeah, also mine.
No. Sophie, thanks so much for joining us. It's a real coup to have you here. Do you know that?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Are you a quizzer?
Yeah, in a sense.
In a sense? What sense?
In a sense, I've never done one.
You've never done one?
No, I've done a pub quiz once, but I did cheat. I used my phone, so I feel a bit stressed about this. I don't have my phone.
You're a cheater?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the listeners to this will be proper diehard pub quizzers.
Yeah.
And they will view that as proper, like...
It's sacrilege.
Yeah.
So when I run a quiz, I basically say whatever the day's date is, that's how many points you get removed from your score if you've been caught.
Really? Yeah.
Which was great because I was always running it on the last Thursday of every month. When it moved to the first Thursday of the month,
people didn't give a shit.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what? I'm going to lose 1 point on the first day, on the 1st of February. Not a great rule, basically.
No.
So are you going to be a good addition to our quiz team or are you going to be a liability?
No, I don't think I'm going to be a liability because I don't have my phone, but I'm not going to be a good addition.
Is there any subjects that is, if that comes up, you're on that.
What he's trying to ask there is, what are you doing? what are you doing here?
I honestly just had no other plan, so I thought, fine. I'll go. No, I will be amazing at TV and showbiz, but when I've listened to the pod before, there's no TV and showbiz question.
Do you know what?
It all comes down to our quizmaster.
Also, we're willing to forgive you because you're one of the first people, not just guests, but people, to have listened to the pod.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's a beautiful thing in itself. Yeah.
We've got a listener on the pod, everyone.
Oh no, hang on, her being on it takes away that listener. Oh no, our metrics are fucked.
I only listened as well because I was coming on the pod, it wasn't so much.
Can we cut that out?
Cheers.
So we always ask our guest to be... Okay, you've got one of those faces that just makes me want to giggle, I don't know what it is.
Thank you.
It's lucky you're a comedian, isn't it?
Yeah. Cheers.
You've got one of those faces that make
that's
me
actually, yeah, that's really
I meant that
rude.
In a, I meant that in no, an endearing
five
way.
Minutes, five
it's,
char-
it's charming.
It's bitchy, but
not,
I'll
not
take
in
it.
Like a Mr. Bean way. I'm not saying you've got Mr. Bean's face. I'm just saying you've got an endearing face that makes you comfortable and makes you want to have a laugh.
Should we just stop the podcast now?
Let's stop having a laugh.
I'm not saying you look like Mr. Bean. I'm just saying you've got an endearing face and I want to have a laugh at it.
No one accused you of looking like Mr. Bean apart from me bringing Mr. Bean into the conversation.
Who said Sophie looks like Mr. Bean?
Stop saying you look like Mr. Bean.
Because it was fucking one of you.
What's the most interesting fact that you've heard recently or that you know? We love to find out these things from our guests.
I feel like my favourite fact was, I found this out when I was like 13, that Justin Timberlake has such a bad problem with farting, he had to get loads of medication with it. And like, I don't know if that's a fact or a rumour, but I'm spreading it.
See, that's the problem with rumours. It's a fine line, isn't it, with facts and rumours?
Yeah.
And I don't...
Also, that's never going to come up on the quiz, is it?
It might. TV and showbiz. TV and showbiz.
Question number one. Justin Timberlake has a big problem with what that needs medicated. God, is it a thyroid issue? No, Sophie had it earlier. It's the farting.
Do you remember? It's farting.
I love those facts. Also, that's just such a school, sort of school days fact. Yeah, there was always someone at school had like who was like a had like farting, but on a medical grade. And a medical...
I'd never heard of that. The fact that you know about that makes me think it was
that
you.
That means it was you.
Oh, no.
That's what it was. There was always someone
on a
medical grade.
I was really laughing.
And farting on a medical grade.
I was really laughing along when I said that, as if we were all going to join in.
No, I remember anyone at school who was like, oh yeah, Sammy, he had farting on a medical grade, yeah. What do you mean farting on a medical grade? Justin Timberlake didn't
Go
to
your school. Well, I'm not going to say his name.
It was you.
I'm not going to say his name, but he was...
go on, who was it?
He was a guy...
He's not going to be listening,
is
he?
He was a guy in the... Well, you never know.
You probably listen to here. Do you go to the same school?
There was a guy called Flaky.
Yeah, okay.
No. Genuinely. Was that really?
Yeah.
Nickname, obviously.
Yeah, nickname. And he was, he wasn't in my year, he was a year below.
Class of 99.
Oh, class of 99, because of Flake.
Thank
very
you.
Good.
And yeah, is that a fact about Flakes?
No. It's like not all quizzes. Flakes. This is the intro. We're not in the quiz yet.
99 Flakes. And then, yeah, he basically was just like, nudge, like, you know, if you be walking past someone, nudge, you'd be like, you know, he's like, he has to take medication for his fighting. That's what people would say.
No.
That's what people would say.
It was about, it was definitely you.
And I felt really bad one day because there was like...
You know he has to take medication for his farting.
It's really
bad.
No,
I don't.
No,
well,
no
you
one.
Said that.
Yeah.
It's really bad though because anytime there was like... If there was like, I don't know, like there was like a blocked sewer or like something had gone wrong or there was like a gas leak, it'd be like...
Anyway, a gas leak at school, famously. Was, yeah. Famously that happened.
Did you grow up Chernobyl?
That would be... Yeah, Flakey's a Russian name.
Flakey was his fucking side effect.
So, right, anyway, back to Justin Timberlake having a medical fart problem.
You know I said about all these like sophisticated quizzes you listen in?
Yeah.
First 5 minutes, just fart talk. Just
they don't listen anymore. So, right, lovely fact, but now I want to test a little bit deeper. Can you give us our team name? So, you know, you've joined our pub quiz team. We want to know what will be the name of our team today.
I think we're going to go for Quizzy Maguire.
That is beautiful.
Thank you so much.
There is such a... Because honestly, there's such a longing to be able to do something with the quiz team name that isn't just using the word quiz to replace the word jizz on various body parts and do something interesting with that pun and with that rhyme.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, I'm genuinely being serious, honestly. Yeah. I was hosting a pub quiz yesterday and it was... someone wrote the quiz pub quiz team name was give me a fiver and I'll quiz anywhere you like. It's horrible.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Oh. But Quizzy Maguire is just pure and beautiful and is
Thank
a really good
you.
Use of the
I,
word quiz.
Got it from ChatGTP, so.
Was ChatGPT not working?
I don't know what it is.
So you had to use GTP, was it? It's the second.
I do not like how this is going on. Like, you are being nasty to me. I am a guest. I am a guest on your podcast.
I am a guest on your podcast.
You treat me with respect.
Sophie, I'm going to stop you there. You've said that I'm likely to be the one with medical grade farting at school.
No, you said it.
No, you declared yourself as that. You went, we all know that one kid at school with medical grade farting. And we went, no, we don't. Did you have medical grade fart? And you went, no, it was Flakey. Flakey had it, wasn't
it? Well, look, I love the name Quizzy Maguire, and I love that you're here, and I love the fact. Liam, can you tell us a little bit?
Sorry, can I just... I don't get the pun.
Oh, quiz Lizzie Maguire.
Who's Lizzie Maguire?
Fuck off. Can I swear on the pod?
Yeah, okay, a little bit of a disclaimer here. I am 31 years old.
Yeah.
Liam, however, is 24 years old.
You both look a lot older.
Insult to both of us there.
Insults both of us off the back of saying, you two are mean.
Yeah.
The effrontery?
You both. Eyes widened then. You both look a lot older.
Lizzie Maguire?
Lizzie Maguire.
Lizzie Maguire. She was like, it was at Nickelodeon. Do you know Lizzie Maguire?
Yeah. Played by Hilary Duff.
Yeah, it was like a really big TV show. It was like this, a girl in a school.
Is it a kids show?
Yeah, in a way. Like a teenager show.
Yeah, well, you're a bit weird if you're watching it as an adult.
Okay.
You'd be like, shots fired.
Okay, so each week we get sent a genuine pub quiz from a UK quizmaster. So our quizmaster for today's quiz is Lewis... from The Trooper in Bristol. And he runs his quiz on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. So at the Trooper in Bristol, you'll find Lewis doing his quiz at 8 p.m.
I imagine people arrive about 7:30, get a drink, get a seat, and then they're ready for it to start.
The Trooper is a great name for a pub.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a proper old school traditional pub, or do you think that's a bit of a modern one?
I think it's an
gimmicky
ABBA tribute pub, Super Trooper.
Yeah, I like that. That's nice,
isn't
it? Okay, so round one from Lewis. The title of the round is Last Letter, First Letter. So the last letter of the answer is the first letter of the next answer. Okay.
Ooh, my brain's fried a bit there. Go on.
So
let's break that down.
If it ends, he's not attached an example, but if the
let's say
the answer was banana, and then the next answer might be
apple.
Brilliant.
Lovely. Okay.
It's
let's
the
do
fruit
it.
Round.
Is it?
No. okay. So there's five questions in this round. Question one: what is the name of Cascadia's debut album, which features a hit single of the same name?
So I'm just going to stop you there, because Sophie and I just looked at each other. We had a little eye roll and a little smile, because Sophie's going to tell you something now.
No, I'm not.
Then what was the eye roll about?
Because I was just like, I don't know what that is.
Did I pronounce the name wrong?
You pronounced the name wrong, yeah.
No,
and I
sorry,
thought that
I
she clocked
that.
Into that as well. Cascada.
Sorry.
Cascada.
Oh,
sorry.
Wait, say it again then.
Shall I read it again? Yeah. What is the name of Cascada's debut album, which features a hit single of the same name? So can you name, there is a big Cascada song,
isn't there?
What is it?
I don't.
Stop looking in my eyes.
I'm flirting.
And sort of give me the look of like, we both know this, and then going, I don't know what's going on here. Why are you doing that? It goes,
that's
and every
sort of
time
flirting.
We touch, I get this feeling.
Yeah.
And every time we touch, I swear, I'm just in the middle of something. Swear I can fly. Can you feel my heart beating now? It's every time we touch.
Yeah, no, I did know that.
Or is it touch?
Must be touch this album and song. Or maybe it's every time we touch.
It's a bit of a long name, though, isn't it?
For an album.
For an album, yeah. I think touch.
Really? Okay, fine.
Well, yeah, but either way,
the last letter is
the last letter,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant.
So, question two: in ancient Greek mythology, who is the messenger of the gods?
Oh, Hermes.
Brilliant answer. Where
sorry, was
called?
I not going to get it that quickly?
No. Time limit on that, getting it quickly or not.
No, but that's
brilliant.
Great. That's brilliant. Because, and
how
also,
have you got
that lines
so
up with. Yeah.
Are you guys patronising?
No, genuinely.
But you know that, right?
I didn't know that.
I don't know how I know that.
I only know Hermes as the delivery company.
Yeah, and I think that's why it is that, because it's named after it.
See, Sophie, you've done yourself a disservice, because that is brilliant knowledge.
Yeah, but internet shopping, isn't it? That's my other one.
What? That's your other one. Timberlake's farts and internet shopping.
Done. I've got the answers.
Hermes, by the way, of all the delivery companies, I have to say, is the shoddiest.
Yeah, terrible.
It's the shoddiest. I mean, have you ever had that sort of thing, maybe from Hermes or other people, where they've just sent you a picture and they've put the package basically like just in a bin
or down
the toilet
always.
Or up someone's arse. I don't know. Like you've had that right? You haven't had the up the arse one.
Not yet. No.
Fine.
That's why he lost his job. Hermes.
This is actually sponsored by Hermes.
But and also that all checks out with Touch as the name of the album.
Yeah. Okay, so what's
Sophie,
the end of
this? This is an exciting start. So Hermes ending in S. So
okay.
As we go into question three, Mamba, Taipan, and Copperhead are all types
snakes.
Of which animal? Wow.
Okay, it's just because there's a big part of my show about snakes, and I just recently...
We'll do the plug later.
Okay, sorry.
go on.
I was just researching a lot about snakes recently.
Really?
I know quite a lot
and
about snakes.
So did you know, I think Mamba, that like the black Mamba, that's a
yeah.
Real, but did Taipan, did you know that?
That's one of, I was Googling how many like all snake names.
Yeah.
And that was one of them.
And Copperhead. Did you know Copperhead?
Yeah.
So give me some of the...
This is a quiz for you.
It's actually great. Maybe I did the quiz.
Can you give me some of your favourite nuggets about snakes that you found during your research? Research? Fucking hell. Research. I meant to say research.
No, I literally was just researching snake names.
Names.
For a reason in my show that I don't like. I'm not going to give away because it's so interesting. It's a show for the girls. They're going to love it.
We are flying here, all thanks to Sophie. So we've got every time we touch or touch Hermes snakes. Question number four, Liam.
Is it sorry snakes
ooh,
or snake?
That is a great.
What type? All types of
I'm
which animal?
It's
snake.
The singular.
Snake. Yeah.
Snake.
So E.
So question, the answer to number four, we'll start with you.
Thank you. Amy, just really, we get that you're getting the answers right, but you don't need to sort of like rub it in there. And just so you know, that will be an E that will be ending in there.
Do you want me to ask the question?
You're answering questions. It's sort of like a very eager middle-aged man on Mastermind. Literally. When they're asking the question. In 1954, we were at snakes. Okay, fine. We get it, Sophie. There's no
so
time.
That means the next one will start with E. Okay, so Amy Adams, E, remember? Okay, let me read the question. Amy Adams plays a princess in what movie in 2007?
Amy Adams, Amy McAdams.
No,
Amy
just
Adams. Amy Adams. So Enchanted, is that something? Is that a
thing?
Oh,
that could be good one. 2007, I feel like that was around that time. Because a Cinderella story, but that was, I think, Hilary Duff. So it must be Enchanted.
Hilary Duff, right. Also who played Quizzy Maguire. So it's so all going full list. Circle, yeah.
But wait, what's the that Elspeth one that's, not Elspeth, not Wicked, what's the one where that's animated, Frozen?
Yeah, Frozen. Yeah.
When was that? Is that a princess story?
It is a princess story, but I feel like it was a lot later than 2007.
I think, what did you just say?
Enchanted. I think
I'm just
so.
Trying to think what perfect. I was doing in 2007. So 2007, I'd have been about 14.
Right.
Yeah.
I hadn't. I was in year 8, year 9.
I'd have been 7. Benefit of being born in the year 2000.
Oh, you can always know. Yeah, you're born in 2000.
Oh, that is good. God, you're so young.
How have we got to this far in the podcast where I didn't know? You were born in 2000.
Well, if you've done the maths, you'd know.
Huh? I've had, I suppose I would have done.
It's not that. It's not that. Wow. Revelation, yeah.
So, you have no... Well,
any questions about that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean...
I'm opening the floor.
All my questions are quite obvious, but I just have to get them out anyway.
Yeah, go on.
And I know what the answer is.
Yeah.
So you've got no memories of the Millennium then?
Yeah, that's what everyone says.
I just have to ask
you. So you don't remember the Millennium?
No, absolutely don't.
No, I don't.
Wow. So you don't remember Diana dying?
Yeah.
Fuck hell.
Yeah, all just you don't remember.
So you don't remember the fall of the Berlin Wall? Yeah. Bloody hell.
You don't remember the Millennium Bug?
Fucking hell. So wait a minute, you don't remember the Cuban Missile Crisis? Forget it. Okay, so.
Right, Enchanted. I'm so happy to go
Oh,
and
it
Enchanted.
Is E as well. Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course it's Enchanted.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
unless they go with the plural and end it on snakes with an S.
No, you're right. No. It's Enchanted.
So, guys, I think we could be 4-4 here. We may have a bit of a problem if touch is every time we touch. I think we might need to decide.
Really,
think it must be every time we touch.
Every time. And because if it's the name of the track as well.
Yeah, maybe we'll go with that.
I think it might be Touch. But I think the song might have been called Touch.
I actually think it's every time we touch
is it?
Now. I've got that from nowhere, but I just feel it.
Yeah, okay. No, I'm going to add that now.
Yep.
Just for the listener.
Question number 5.
Every time we, before... Oh, I've done it for the wrong question. Every time we Hermes. Every time we touch.
What's this bit? We've not done this bit before. That's not...
You've got to roll with it, mate. Sorry, a bit of a rookie over here.
People ask us a lot of the time, so what's the format? That's never in it. That's never in the one-pager. Liam very quietly muttering to himself, and then listen one, I will write the next little bit of the thing. It was an internal monologue, just writing away. Me and Sophie just looking at each other like, how long does this go on for?
I could hear the producer laughing and thought, oh, I'm onto something here. In his head, he was thinking, fucking twat. Okay, so question 5, last of a round. Which music duo produced songs such as One More Time and Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger?
Sophie, you know this.
I actually do know this. It's, I feel like you two know this. Why is it on me?
Yeah, no, a bit bad of us, really.
Yeah, no, I just don't
know the answer. Look at the answer and go,
wait,
come on.
Daft Punk.
Yes.
Daft Punk, yeah.
What sort of music are you into, Sophie?
I feel like we're on a date.
So what sort of music are you into? That is the quality of my date. So I've asked about the siblings. Music. Do you want music? Do you cook?
I was once on a date years ago.
Braggy.
Yeah, that's the end of it.
It's a surprise for everyone.
I was once on a date years ago.
And he said, watch this. He got a pen and paper out and went, just writing thing.
I asked the question of what sort of music you're into, and they went, I don't know really, what about you? I went, would you like Oasis? And she went, Are they? Oh, no, no, I've got that wrong. Sorry, completely butchered that anecdote.
Go on.
I was talking about terrorists.
whoa.
Oh, so similar. I see how you got the mistake.
I got that
as
really
in
wrong.
Oasis of musical terrorists.
I got the punchline and the setup the wrong way around. But I went, oh, this is shit now. This is so shit.
No, you've got to say it.
So
you have to
shit.
Say it now.
Oh, what an absolute bellend. I said, what do you think of ISIS? And she went, are they still together? And I went, it's not Oasis.
Why are you asking what people think of ISIS on a first date?
Great question. Better question than what do you think of ISIS?
Fucking hell. So, 5 questions answered. I think we've done pretty well. Let's find out how we've done in round one, shall
Guys,
we?
Guys, I think we've got 5 out of 5 there.
Yeah.
I think so. So, the only... Question mark is that first question. Mm. So, what is the name of Cascada's...
Very nicely pronounced there.
...debut album, which features a hit single of the same name? We said Touch.
Oh, no, we said Every Time We Touch, didn't we?
Yeah, we changed it then.
Oh, great.
To Every Time... I was going to explain that.
Sorry.
To Every Time We Touch... Thank you to Sophie, and it is Every Time We Touch. Oh, so Sophie,
amazing.
Already there.
Well done, Soph. Can I call you Soph?
So that one's
no, Sophie to you.
Do people call you Soph?
Yeah, I think so. I don't really know.
But just
know.
Friends.
Yeah, just actually people I like. Yeah. You can call me Sophie Garrett.
Does it ever go short or does it ever go Soph?
Yeah, so I don't know.
Who calls you Fee?
No one. You can.
Yes. Okay. Ooh, I'll have that. I'll have that.
In ancient Greek mythology, who is the messenger of the gods?
There's another Sophie Garrett special.
Again, Hermes, you were bang on.
Thank you.
You've got us these 2 points.
You're welcome.
Mamba, Taipan and Copperhead, all types of which animal?
Snake.
It's correct again!
Bang on.
3 out of 3.
Sorry, I forgot to say that was correct. I just nodded and ticked the paper there. I forgot we were doing a podcast. Amy Adams plays a princess in what movie in 2007?
We
Jake,
had a few options here, didn't we?
Jake, so you were quick in with Enchanted.
I was quick in with Enchanted. I wasn't certain. There's a lot of princess films out there, but it just seemed to make sense in terms of the structure of the round, having to start with E.
Yeah.
So we went Enchanted. What was it?
Enchanted.
Get in. Mm. 4 out of 4.
I feel like I've not offered anything here.
You really haven't.
You've offered some brilliant anecdotes.
Which
really well told as well.
Yeah. You're an actual storyteller.
Hogging the... No, I don't know that song, but did I tell you about when I was on a date? And,
shut up about your tour, Sophie. What I want to say is...
and finally, which music duo produced songs such as One More Time, Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger? It was Daft Punk.
It was Daft
Guys,
Punk.
That's a perfect round.
Yeah, it's amazing. Wow.
You need to do more quizzes, Sophie. You're obviously very talented at them.
I know. It's kind of crazy that I'm gorgeous and smart.
Yeah, okay. Another review written
another
by herself
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
Another
Next
review
podcast
written by herself.
That'll be written at the top. So, she's not only gorgeous but smart. Who wrote that about you? Oh, that was me again. On the last podcast I was on. Does another adjective get added in every podcast you
every
go on?
Every time, yeah.
But
yeah.
Like, if you are researching snakes, right, Sophie, for your stand-up, then clearly you're pulling from all sorts of like pools of knowledge for your show, right?
Yeah, in a way.
In a way.
What do you want me to say?
That you're very good at trivia. Yeah. That you're very good at trivia.
No, I can't. I literally went on chat. What is it? ChatGPT.
Yeah.
And I said, give me all the names of snakes. That was it.
And what? And he just did it.
And it just, you know what?
I just
want
to know what the bit is now.
Who Wants
I think.
To Be a Millionaire? And the whole film's like, how has he got those answers? It's like that.
Can I have a guess at what the bit is?
Yeah, sure.
Something to do with friends being snakes.
No, it's actually about how I used to have snakes.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're onto something. Right. Okay. Because I used to have a bearded dragon, so I feel we've bonded.
Did you?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
That's like a lizard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, did you like it?
Yeah, I did. Really placid, really nice. You could sort of put it on your shoulder. Ugh. But they carry, I don't know if it's the same with snakes, they carry salmonella on their skin. So whenever after you hold him, you've got to wash your hands.
I don't know if that's a thing.
And did you have to feed your snake live animals?
Yeah, no, dead frozen mice.
I feel like I'm witnessing a live version of The Undateables. And I'm just sort of watching. What? It's the most engaged you two have been with each other all fucking afternoon.
You wait till my ISIS question, mate. That was seal of a deal.
What's happened? happening?
That could have been lovely. There might have been some real reptile enthusiasts out there. Hands up,
and I'm sure you two are sick people like me.
And what people are you?
Well, I'll get to it. Not Indians. I mean, you two are sick of people who, like me, who are a little bit put off by people who have reptiles as pets.
What?
I don't know. Reptiles as pets.
What's an ick?
It's not an ick. It's more of a sort of like a...
I can see why it's an ick.
It's an ick. Yeah. It's like it's a red flag. It's not even a red flag. It's a sort of like big, massive red siren saying danger.
It's a big, massive red mamba. Fucking sat in my living room. No, I'm not very relaxed, funnily enough. No, I don't want to get it on with that thing hissing at me. Any chance we... I had to fucking sleep, right, in my bedroom for ages with a fucking bearded dragon, and they're nocturnal, right?
Are they?
Yeah, so at fucking 11 o'clock at night, I'm dozing off. You hear scratching at the side of the vivarium, right? And then they've got like a heat lamp as well.
Yeah.
Which just comes on and off all night. So just a big red light in my room.
No one forced you to get it.
Yeah.
No, I know, but I it's that thing where you say you really want something.
Yeah, and as soon as you get it,
so your parents go, okay, fine, I'll give in, I'll get it for you, and then you can't back down then because you've had to battle a lot to get it, and then you can't a month later go, actually, yeah, you know what, you were right, I didn't really actually want this.
Yeah.
You just have to live with it for years.
Similar to Sophie's experience of coming on this podcast, isn't it?
like the same thing, actually.
What made you want to get snakes then?
I think we say come on this podcast, but I didn't have a choice.
My agent made me. No, is that true? You didn't have a choice? I'm
no,
so sorry.
No, of course
sorry.
I had a choice. I'm joking. Free will.
Free will.
No, I obviously wanted to, I couldn't wait to come on the podcast. Because I used to have nannies, and one of my nannies had an older son, and he had loads of snakes and some lizards. And I just thought that was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. Mm. But I went on and on and on for months about wanting snakes. Yeah. I finally got them. First day, it bit me. And I thought, I do not want to be a mother anymore. Like, it was awful.
What does a snake bite feel like?
No, it wasn't that bad, but it was just scary. So then my mum ended up having the snakes for like 8 years.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
And did she end up getting quite bonded with them and then quite liked them? Or was it a bit of a chore?
It was a chore for sure. Oh, yeah. And I remember one time one of the snakes went missing for like 8 months.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it went missing for ages.
8 months?
Because they can last for so long out there. And
out where? What, in the living room?
No, in the house.
Out there? In the wild of the conservatory?
In the wild of the house. And my mum found
it. Well, grapes have gone missing.
Yeah. Every time I wake up, I'm losing another finger. What's going on there? It's strange, isn't it?
Someone's had another toe in the night. 7 months in now, I've only got 3 left. Oh, there you are, down the back of a bloody wardrobe, come on. You're very full. Put you back in there. Right. Can no one leave this bloody door open again?
Right. So, it was gone for how long?
8 months, and my mum found it in the garden one time, and we put it back in the cage. But then he just, because he'd been out for so long, he just didn't want to eat the frozen mice. And we came home from school once, and my mum.
He'd have good shit.
He wanted the real stuff. Exactly. Yeah. And my mum had bought a real mouse, and we were like, you cannot feed the snake the real mouse. So we ended up having like a pet mouse called Stuart Little, and he lived above the snakes. And another time, another one went missing, the snake, and the housekeeper, found it like halfway in the mouse's cage about to eat the mouse.
You strike me as a very irresponsible snake owner.
Yeah, I should have.
I feel like for someone who owns multiple snakes, they shouldn't be going missing that often.
Yeah, but they're easy because they can get out places, you know.
They're slitherier than most pets.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting bitten by pets, I remember I got a hamster once, and it bit me on the first day. And I was that heartbroken, I had to have a day off school. That's a true story.
I'm so sorry.
So I fucking loved this thing.
Yeah, of course.
I wanted a pet hamster, got it. And I remember my sister over my shoulder going, have you picked it up yet? I went, no, I'm, you know, getting to know it first, making sure it gets relaxed, and then I'll pick it up and we'll get there. And she went, no, go on, pick it up. But when I had one, we picked it up all the time. Don't be a pussy sort of thing.
What a lovely sister you've got.
Yeah.
Who's your sister? Tyson Fury.
Yeah, she wouldn't listen to this. Supportive. And I put my hand in and it bit me. Drew blood.
And I was just devastated.
Oh my god!
Did you have to go to A&E?
No. It wasn't that bad. It was, obviously. But I was just hurt.
And then, Sophie wasn't genuinely thinking.
Hamster bite. Big bed getting wheeled through. Fucking hell!
But you've gone quite macho with it, like, nah, I was all right.
Yeah, that's true.
I was a brave lad back then.
Brave boy.
Oh god, my sister had a hamster. And she loved that thing. She
that was Ernest. And she loved that thing.
She loved. She was cute. Yeah. Kid. She had hamster.
She loved that.
And it died. It died. And she was really calm
wistful.
About it.
She loved that thing.
It was like he was desperate to get in on the whole pet chat.
Quickly thinking, what's my hamster?
My sister had a hamster, and she loved that thing. She looked at me. That was like an episode of Coronation Street. Oh, fucking hell. Come on.
I can't tell it now. I can't possibly tell it now.
Should we jump into round two?
Yeah. Round two, famous quotes. So we need to basically name the person that said it. So if you're someone who writes your own quotes about yourself, do you feel like this is going to be something you're going to be quite good at?
Yeah, 100%.
100%. All right, so, okay, question number one. I don't mind living in a man's world as long as I can be a woman in it. Oh. Who said that? I don't mind being in a man's world as long as I can be a woman in it.
Has anyone heard that quote before?
No, and I hate it.
It's awful.
Sorry. It didn't sound like you like that. You're like, no, it's awful.
It's awful. Yeah. I'm an ally.
I can't quite decipher the meaning behind it.
I don't mind living in a man's world as long as I can be a woman in it.
Yeah, but what is that? What's the message of that?
The message is, I don't really know what the message is.
I feel like the message is that men have all the power and the control, and that's fine as long as she can be like a dainty little female. That's what I'm hearing. I think it's someone in history.
See,
like
I sort of read it initially without digging too much beneath the surface that it was actually quite empowering. I can't quite decipher what the message is behind that.
I think a famous woman, and I'm going to say like an American politics history. Jackie
O. I don't mind living in... Oh,
I made it
that's
up.
A brilliant... Marilyn Monroe.
So, yeah. No, I feel like Marilyn Monroe, 100%.
You tried to say Marilyn Monroe, but said oh, and then said mo, which is really fun, yeah. I think maybe it is a woman living in very much, whatever her setting is, whatever her era is, it's a very patriarchal world. Mm. And she is saying, look, it is just going to be a man's world. However, I will use what they perceive to be femininity to actually get ahead and make the most of this bad situation.
Yeah.
So you agree with me?
Is that right?
I think so.
I'm just looking at our female guests going, is that right? Tell me.
I think so.
What do we think? Marilyn Monroe? I mean...
But I think Marilyn Monroe makes sense because she is very, like, feminine and, like, just... Yeah.
Let's go Marilyn Monroe.
Jackie Kennedy's good, though, isn't it? You say Jackie Kennedy?
Jackie O, which is the same thing, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, sir. okay,
question two. Let's go Marilyn Monroe. It's the worst handwriting I've ever seen there. Fucking hell. Sophie, can you make out what the hell that says?
Oh my god.
Bloody hell, he's written it in shorthand.
Yeah. I've actually just written sort of like a heartbeat monitor just going up and down.
Yeah, being sort
of Jake's just had a panic attack on the page.
Question number two. The downside of my celebrity is that I cannot go anywhere in the world without being recognised. It's not enough for me to wear dark glasses and a wig. The wheelchair gives it away.
Oh.
Wow, so what
the
could
wheelchair.
That be? The wheelchair
Who's
gives
in
me
wheelchair?
Away. Stephen Hawking?
Does he wear a wig?
That makes sense.
Well, I think in the quote they're saying, the downside of my celebrity is that I can't go anywhere in the world without being recognised. It's not enough for me to wear dark glasses and a wig. It's the wheelchair that gives me away.
Should we go with Stephen Hawking? But then he wasn't a celebrity. He was a celebrity, but I
just
don't think
he'd speak like that.
No. He wouldn't refer to himself as a celebrity, would he?
No, he would not, actually.
Oh, I think potentially... Oh, do you remember Christopher Reeve? The guy who played Superman but had a big accident and then he was in a wheelchair.
Maybe.
Maybe him.
I'm more than happy to go with that. Should we go with it?
I don't know. Should we go Christopher Reeve? Oh, yeah. There's a big part of the back of my head where Stephen Hawking is just talking to me, but that's just my day-to-day life. Okay, question number three. So here we go. We need to name the person from the quote. It's just a job. Grass grows, birds fly, waves pound the sand. I beat people up. Who could that be?
Danny Dyer.
Birds fly.
One of the boxers.
Tyson Fury, maybe.
Muhammad Ali. I think it's a boxer.
Maybe.
But then do boxers view it as I'm beating people up? It's more of a discipline to them, isn't it?
Mike Tyson would.
I have to agree with Sophie there.
Yeah, I'm happy to go with that, yeah.
I think that... So I was going to say Muhammad Ali, but he famously said that he floats like a butterfly, stings like a bee. I would doubt that he has another animal-based famous quote, right?
Maybe it's his finger.
Well, he's not Attenborough.
Yeah, true enough.
Well,
I thought I was thinking Attenborough.
God knows you wanted to
I was actually thinking Attenborough until it said I beat people up.
Yeah, should we go?
Imagine if that was Attenborough.
Mike Tyson. Number four. Name the person from the quote, you cannot be serious. You cannot be serious.
I feel like that's maybe something taken off of a reality show or something like that.
That's so vague, though.
Oh, no.
Cannot be serious.
I'm sitting a bit smugly here, guys, because
I know
the answer to this. Yeah, is it
a Harry Potter quote?
No, but it's not. Hang on a minute. Sorry. Me saying I know it, why have I said... Oh, so I've said I know it, and then Sophie's gone, oh, it must be a Harry Potter quote then. What is that?
You have Harry Potter energy.
What are you talking about?
I'm so with Sophie on this.
I don't have Harry Potter energy.
Mate, do you love Harry Potter?
Huh? Mate. Yes, I do love Harry Potter.
Mate, do you have a replica wand in your room?
I have a wand, but for different reasons.
No.
Okay, I have a wand. I have a wand because as part... As part of the quiz night that I run, sometimes...
Some ironic one.
Sometimes... No, it's not done ironically, but sometimes flatmate, Greg, he comes on to ask a question dressed as Severus Snape.
Yeah, I'd have just got a bit of stick off a thing. Where did you get the wand from?
Well, production value, you know. You've got to do it properly.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, I have a wand.
Okay.
But I'm not a big Harry Potter nerd.
It's not...
You know what I mean?
It's not Lindelof the Traitors, like,
Hey?
Lindelof the
Traitors? No, it's not Lindelof the Traitors. It's John McEnroe.
All right.
You cannot be serious.
John McEnroe, is he a tennis player?
Yes.
Why did he say that?
So, basically, in the 80s, when he was very famous, during Wimbledon, when an umpire would say, that's out, or like question his sort of points, whatever, he would smash his racket on the floor and go, you cannot be serious, man!
Oh, yeah.
And then he'd run up to them and like smash his racket and like... Yeah. There was even... this like awful like comedy. You remember when like we used to have comedy songs in the UK that like went quite high up the charts? Actually, Lad Baby still does it.
Chaz and Dave.
Yeah, Chaz and Dave. Bob the Builder.
Yeah.
So there was a big comedy song about John McEnroe basically being a little brat.
Wow.
Yeah. Question number five. Not all the questions or bits of the quiz will be fun, by the way, Sophie. Question number five. Some stuff will just be like that. Name the person from the quote. Number five, when the seagulls follow the trawler, it's because they think sardines will be thrown into the sea. What the fuck is going on?
This is a tough round. Really tough round, actually.
Lewis, I want to say to you, where are you getting these quotes and why do you think that people know these?
I sung like like the Mike Tyson, the Muhammad Ali one we knew.
But
that would have made sense to go.
Do you know who Lewis is?
Yeah.
Lewis is the person that makes those images on WhatsApp that your mum sends you, which have a sunset and say, live each day as if it's the last.
Yeah.
Oh, cheers, mum. Yeah. That's a lot. That's really great.
I think that's his side hustle. That's his side 100%. Hustle. I reckon he's got 20,000 followers on an Instagram page with all these little pics.
He's made a JPEG of Brighton Beach, which has the quote, when the seagulls follow the trawler, it's because they think the sardines will be thrown into the sea.
Send to everybody on the list. Share that, mum.
It's his mum sending it to other mums.
What does it mean?
This one's insane.
Should we just go David Attenborough?
Oh.
No,
I'm desperate to have David Attenborough on this round.
I think if we look at the essence of what that quote's trying to say, it's someone trying to be a little bit wise or philosophical.
Yeah.
When the seagulls follow the trawler, it's because they think the sardines will be thrown into the sea. Or is it literally someone who is just giving like angling
What's
tips?
What's the metaphor of it? Is it sort of like following false hope because you think it's sort of going to pay out?
That's quite beautiful, that.
Thank you, mate.
Yeah, I think it is.
Following false hope.
Yeah, but who would put it in that
Or maybe
context?
It's just like a fisherman.
Do you know what? Easiest thing to do, name your top five fishermen.
Captain Birdsall.
Let's put Captain Birdseye.
Should we just go with Captain
Birdseye?
Captain,
really
Birdseye. Captain Birdseye.
Okay, should we do the answers then?
Let's do it.
Round two.
So, famous quotes. Just going into this, I don't feel confident.
No.
No.
I think round one, we were strong. We had sort of, Sophie was just like knocking out the
but
park.
But this, I feel this could be a complete contrast. If this was zero, I wouldn't be that surprised.
No, I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah.
Here we go. So, question number one. We were asked, who is this? I don't mind living in a man's world as long as I can be a woman in it. We said Marilyn Monroe. We were all pretty, you know, unified on that, right?
Yeah.
It was correct. So, Lee's got one out of five.
That's banging.
Question number two. So, this thing about the downside of my celebrity being that the wheelchair gives it away. Stephen Hawking is not going to be the sort of person to say he's a celebrity, no. Right?
Yeah. So, and we also, went with Chris. Yeah. In a wig as well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stephen Hawking's putting on a wig on and hitting the
and
town.
The sunglasses.
And sunglasses.
Yeah. Turns out it was Stephen Hawking's.
Really?
It's a bit of a shame that we've lost that one there. Christopher Reeve.
It's annoying. It's always annoying when you say the answer and then don't put it down and then it ends up being
that. That one was on me. I did talk to
Don't be so harsh on yourself.
No, that was all of us. That was all of us.
Don't talk about yourself
Thanks,
like that.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate the support.
Question number three. It's just a job. Grass grows, birds fly, waves pound the sand. I beat people up. We went along the boxer route.
Yeah.
Sophie, you said Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
I liked the idea of Muhammad Ali, can I just say?
So he'll do this, basically. When he's read ahead on the document and he's seen that we're wrong about something, he'll go, do you remember when I said the thing that could have been right? Well, yeah, no, I think I might know what's about to happen now, Liam.
I did. And you went, no, he wouldn't have two animal quotes.
I did say that. I hold my hands up. I didn't think he would have two animal quotes. It was Muhammad Ali.
See, that could be. We're currently now on 6 out of 8. It could be 8 out of 8.
Yeah, I should have seen the fact that if he has one animal quote, that's clearly a motif that he wants to stick by when he's sort of coming up with pithy phrases.
Yeah. And I felt like you really shot down Liam and just didn't really give him a chance.
I agree. Just because I'm.
What the fuck is that about?
No, yeah, you bang on.
So
just because
hang on a minute.
Just because I'm 10 years younger.
I've admitted it, and you've come in here trying to sort of what break us up as a team.
It made me feel really uncomfortable to watch. Liam, if you want to do the podcast of me in the future.
Thank you. Okay, now we're talking. Now we're on something. We'll talk after.
What is this going to be? The sort of the reptile pub quiz show?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it fucking is, actually.
Where are you going to host it from? Pets at Home?
Question number four. You cannot be serious. Do you remember when I said John McEnroe? And it actually was the answer. Yeah, it was the answer. It was John McEnroe.
Liam. That's really good. So
nice. Thank you, Sophie. Question number five. When the seagulls follow the trawler, it's because they think the sardines will be thrown into the sea. We thought it must either be someone who is a philosopher, maybe a religious figure, trying to give life advice, or a fisherman.
Well, and also, we couldn't quite decipher what the meaning was behind that, could we? We couldn't quite work out what was the metaphor of that.
Yeah.
It's probably not much of a surprise because it turns out the answer is Eric Cantona.
Eric Cantona.
Who is that?
So he's a footballer or an ex footballer.
Two out of five?
Yeah, 2 out of 5. So that takes us to 7 out of 10 as we go into the final round. Sophie, it'd be great to have a chat with you about what you're up to.
Yeah.
What's going on? So am I right in thinking? I mean, obviously you're guesting on our podcast.
Yes.
You have a podcast of your own.
Yeah, I've literally just launched a podcast called Thin and Thinner with my friend Kira O'Connor, who's also a comedian.
Talk to us about the podcast.
The podcast is two women celebrating basically problematic women in like the world, whether it's our friends, whether it's celebrities. And we kind of just, I feel like there's a lot of women that are torn down for crazy behaviour and we're kind of just celebrating them. And then we also have like our listeners write in their problems and we give
them... And do listeners get an insight into your sort of history of crazy behaviour?
Yeah, 100%. I think anything I say, it's just like, wow, she's not well.
Is there sort of like a gold mine of sort of like anecdotes where you both come off as, oh, well, hang on a minute, not problematic, because that's not always
name. We are problematic.
Okay.
Yeah, we're problematic. In like a
fun
way.
Are you quite old friends as well?
I was about to say, you're quite old.
Have you been friends for a while? Is there a lot of...
How old are you?
A lot of memories.
Fucking tell me how old you are.
No, we've actually only been friends for about 3 years. We met in comedy.
Okay.
But we just click, you know. She's so like the funniest person I've ever met. After you two, of course.
God, the thing is, like
it switches from smooth to sort of abusive.
Even the after you two, like, it was so, like, it was like you were taking the piss even with that. It wasn't like you were trying to save it at all. You're a very impressive person, though.
Thank
3 years in the game, and you're already at such a high level with an Edinburgh show, a podcast. What's your, like, what have you found, sort of, like, the journey of starting stand-up and getting to this point?
I have loved it. It's been, like, obviously really difficult, but fun, rewarding. I feel like this last year it's been a lot better. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've kind of found my voice on stage. I found, like, my audience. So it's just, yeah, I'm loving it, and I'm doing my first hour this year in Edinburgh. So that's the big one.
Amazing.
How did you, do you have any memories of those? So we're sat here in the Victoria Pub, which is a pub by my flat, basically, which is a lovely pub, but a small pub, and it has an upstairs where they do some comedy. But it is often one of those rooms where maybe three people are there and two of which are other comedians. Those sorts of things, they're tough, right?
It's so hard. I actually did a gig in this room to literally like two real people.
No way.
In this very room.
You're joking?
Yeah, I felt like it was my 10th gig or something crazy. It was awful. But I remember thinking, wow, what a great gig. But now I look back, I'm like, not that the place is awful, but the gig was awful. But I've done some awful ones. I did one in Norwich in a strip club on a Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah, that was insane because it was basically just all to the dancers and the bouncers. And then people were coming in, like locals, and they were like, what's going on? You just stood on stage.
Sorry, is that...
No one laughed.
They paired up like whilst it was an active strip club.
It was before like the dancing started, so it was like, oh, we'll just do this to get some money in. But obviously, and then everyone's just sat in the big chairs around, and you're on the, what's it called, like a podium or whatever, with a pole, with your microphone. No one laughed at anything. It's like a long 10
minutes. Did you reference the strip club and the pole?
Yeah. Didn't find it funny.
Oh, no. Who knew strippers couldn't laugh at themselves?
Yeah, they would. Because I think they were just fuming. They were like, we just want to be at work. Like, we don't have to sit and watch these comedians.
Yeah.
So from there to Poor Little Rich Girl, this is your Edinburgh show.
Yes.
Can people see it before Edinburgh as well?
Yeah, I'm doing previews at the moment. I don't know when this is coming out, but I've got almost like one or two a month coming up in London, one in Brighton, maybe some other places, I'm not sure yet, but I post them on my Instagram.
Amazing. And what is your Instagram?
Sophie Garrod.
Amazing.
And your Instagram is popping. I'm going to use the word popping.
Thank you.
Okay. 25 million views on Instagram within 3 months. People will know you as the private school mum, the London girlies. How much time do you spend crafting your sketches, or does it just sort of like come very naturally? Are they based on people that you know and that you see all the time?
Yeah, definitely based on people I know, people from like my upbringing, or just based on the girls. It's all like with love, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
But I know I don't spend that much time on them, to be honest. I feel like mine are not very high, not high quality, but what's it like, high production level. I just like pick up the phone and film them.
Oh yeah. You're speaking to the right people.
I'm, I'm quite lazy with it.
Yeah.
And I also find like if you spend loads of time on it, it doesn't do well. So I'm like, oh.
Can I just specifically say a bit of content of yours I really liked, which I was watching, was you stood outside the Emirates.
Oh, yeah.
Interviewing, doing like pretty much interviews with like football fans. Have you seen this?
I haven't.
And going, basically going like, so what, you know, like it's a bit of a trend now that like football fans will have a game, you'll have like someone stood there with a microphone and being like, okay, so Saka or Martinelli? And they're like, ooh, okay, I reckon Saka. Like, how do you think managers get it? Sophie stands outside the Emirates, get these like blokes over, and they come over and you get like, so who's got the sparkliest eyes in the team? And you just see them not know how to react. Like, and I loved it. Yeah. I would watch so much of that.
Oh, I'm so glad. Do you know what? It's so hard to get men to talk to me, though. Like, I thought it'd be really easy. I thought they'd all want to chat, and they're like, do not speak to me. So it was so difficult to actually get, And then some of them get quite annoyed with the question.
Yeah. Do you think it's because you're quite standoffish? The final round of the quiz. How have you found it so far?
I've had the best time. I'm shocked.
You're surprised.
Sorry.
You said I've had the best time, which was already in a sarcastic tone. Then said you were shocked that you had the best time. Have you enjoyed any of this at all?
I've genuinely enjoyed it so much.
Yeah.
I feel like I've cried so much from laughter.
We've had a really lovely time, and I, for the most part, think you're having a lovely time until maybe once every 15 to 20 minutes when you say you guys are pieces of shit.
Just like to humble you both, you know.
Oh, you've done it. You've done a good job. Oh, you've done a good job.
We did not need that.
It's the final round of the quiz. Look, we've had a really strong start.
Yeah.
We've had a bit of a ropey second round. Hopefully we can bring it back.
So Liam, what are we on? Seven out of ten going into the final round. So, Sophie, this is on track. For someone who was quite self-deprecating in their sort of quiz knowledge, this is on track for a great score. So round three is the wipeout round, which means one wrong answer and we lose all the points for the rest of the round.
Oh my God.
But we don't have to answer everything.
Okay, fine.
So we could, if we're not 100% sure, I think we just leave it for this.
Yeah.
Okay, so question one. Which chess piece is a horse's head? We know that, don't we?
The knight.
The knight.
Yeah, I also knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And me, I'll be a knight. From?
Yeah.
Harry Potter.
Yes.
Harry Potter.
See, I knew it.
I'm a Harry Potter nerd.
I could tell.
It's out. It's out.
You know, we'll go with that one. So the Tay, it's question two, the Tay is the longest river in which British nation?
Is that sort of like a nickname for the Thames, the Tay?
Ooh, that'd be an interesting take on it. Have you heard of the Tay?
T-A-Y, no, and a British nation, is that like Scotland, Wales?
Yeah.
Where did you grow up, Sophie?
Newmarket, like near Cambridge.
And how was that?
It's a therapy session now. Why are you asking? No,
I'm
good.
Just curious.
Why is it in Cambridge?
No, I have no idea. Oh. I'm just.
Yeah.
Sorry for taking interest in your fucking life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, stop. So make me feel uncomfortable.
And did you have a happy childhood?
Watch the show.
Oh, wow. Watch the show about your childhood that involves the names of several snakes. Okay. So the Tay is the longest river in which British nation? Look, it could be a nickname for the Thames.
Or if it's not that, I would say Scotland. I think that sounds Scottish.
The tea. But I think we're not going to. Are we going to risk it?
I don't think we answer that.
No, but hang on a minute. If you do it in any accent, it works. Hello, I tell you what. I swam across the Tay. I did. That works.
Not really.
What was that?
That was South African. That was Welsh. That was Welsh.
Oh, okay.
I swam across the Tay a couple of days ago.
Northern Irish.
Irish, yeah.
Didn't work.
I think we think Scotland, but let's not answer.
My accent game has really been, well, it's awful, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, I actually thought it was quite good.
It wasn't too bad.
Do your best Indian accent, Sophie.
Absolutely not.
Do you do accents?
He does this with every guest.
Do you do accents?
I actually am terrible at accents.
Really?
Yeah. Awful.
Did you go to drama school?
No, but people always think I did.
Oh, you got a drama school vibe, yeah.
Okay, I think that's a bit of an insult.
Yeah, well, so was Harry Potter vibe as well.
But it was true.
So, question three. What is the world's largest retailer?
Well, just generally.
Yeah, like, that's confusing, that's like, tough. In terms of the size of the stores or the actual, is it like an...
Yeah.
Maybe I would say Walmart.
Maybe Walmart.
Because they also own Asda.
Oh, true.
Hang on, isn't 7-Eleven not just in America, but also
in Asia as well? Yeah.
It might be 7-Eleven.
I don't think we're going to answer this, are we?
Okay, no, next one.
Oh, yes, of course, it's Wipeout. We need to be absolutely sure. So what have we definitely answered? We've definitely answered the Knight.
And then we're not going to do the Tay, even though we suspect Scotland.
And then large retailer, let's say what we suspect it. We suspect it's 7-Eleven.
Question four. How many faces does a dodecahedron have?
Deca's 10, no?
Yes. Yeah. I think a dodecahedron is 12.
Do you know that?
I don't know, no. I,
where did you get that from?
Well, so basically, I'll give you a little secret. If you are crafting and writing a pub quiz, and you are a few questions short, and you need to desperately write a question just to fill the gap.
Yeah.
You look at two things. You look at phobias.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
And you look at shapes with loads of sides.
Okay.
That's interesting.
So you say, galacophobia is the fear of, and then hope that someone will come up with it.
Yeah.
Or you say, a tridecahedron is has shaped with how many sides. It's just the problem is with that. I've been writing a lot of last minute quizzes. I can't remember my dodecahedrons or my decahedrons.
So do you think you would have potentially had this question in a quiz you've done?
Oh, definitely, definitely, yeah.
And how confident are you on 12? Confident enough to?
Not confident enough to play it. I'm really sorry, guys.
No. I feel a bit insulted that Lewis has used the basic question for us.
Must be, he does actually.
You know what? I'm bored.
That's true. Yeah.
Wish I hadn't done this.
This is his chance to get his. Yeah, such a good point. This is Sean's quiz out of a matters.
He had a few hours dedicated to writing it, but spent so fucking long on the quotes, yeah, trying to find obscure stuff that no one's ever heard of, that he's now suddenly thinking, oh, I don't know, I've got two questions left to write. Oh, let's just ask a thing about how many sides does a shape have?
Let's not do it then, shall we?
Faces, how many faces? That means it's a 3D shape as well. Anyway, look, let's leave it. Question number five.
The desk lamp Luxo Jr. is a mascot of which film company?
I think we know this one.
Pixar. I think we know that, don't we? Pixar. Right, is there any more we want to have a go at from there? So that's all five. We know Pixar.
Part of me feels like Scotland is just like, we should do it. Should
we just fucking go for it?
Do we have a go? Do we say Scotland and do we also say 12 for dodecahedron?
Yeah, right. I think let's just do it.
Really?
Let's just do it.
But there's literally like nothing at stake. Oh yeah, let's do it. All right, fuck it, let's do it.
Shall we?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I think so. Let's live a little.
So Scotland... So we're going for glory here.
Yeah.
Right, answers for round three. We've gone bold on this. We've gone for glory, haven't we? We've gone all out. Which chess piece is a horse head? We said knight.
We did.
We're bang on, but we knew that.
Yeah, we did.
Now, this is where we started rolling the dice. Mm-hmm. The Tay is the longest river in which British nation? We just thought it sounded Scottish.
What? If you say it's Scottish, it's the Tay.
It's the Tay.
If you say it in Wales, it's the Tay.
The Tay.
If you say it in Irish...
The tea.
And if you say it in Ghanaian, never falls into it.
Never. Guys, we were right. It's Scotland.
Wow!
So what is the world's largest retailer? We weren't confident on this, but you guys did throw out Walmart.
I did throw out Walmart.
You did throw out Walmart.
Yeah.
And if we were bold enough and we'd gone for it, we would have been correct. The answer was Walmart. But we didn't go, so there's nothing there.
Okay.
Now, this is where...
You said Walmart, and it was me that put 7-Eleven in your brain. I'm sorry.
Now, this is where we went proper, like, we're just going to go for it. How many faces does a dodecahedron have? Jake, you threw 12 out there.
I did.
If we don't get this, then it's no points for the round. Okay. If we get this, then we're looking at four.
And not only is it no points for the round, it's a damning indictment to my sort of like process of elimination and all the shit questions I put in my own quizzes. Sorry, good question, Lewis.
The answer was 12.
Oh, get in!
And then Luxo Jr. is a mascot from which film company? It's Pixar.
Oh, we smashed that.
Guys,
we went from 2 out of 5 to 4 out of come on.
It feels rare that like a real risk like that works out. And it has. So where does that leave us?
It was so much more meaning than just the score when you said, where does that leave us, I felt. So we got a 4 out of 5 in
and
the
a, and
final
a 5
round.
Out of 5 and a 2 out of 5.
Yeah, so that takes us to...
11.
11 out of 15, what a score, all thanks to Sophie Garrod.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Sophie, you really did yourself a disservice at the start.
I know.
You're a good quizzer.
I think I'm just very humble as a person.
And that's come through throughout the podcast. That's come across massively.
Thank you.
In swathes.
We like at the end of the quiz to get the guests to give a bit of a review or a bit of a rating. Jake, you've got some criteria, haven't you?
I do indeed. Wow. So, playability out of 10. What do you think?
What does that mean, like?
Well, how easy it is to play if you're new to quizzing or if you're an expert quizzer. You come in, you play the quiz. What is its playability rating?
Have you gone along to the Trooper in Bristol?
A bit of a novice. Okay. Out of what, 10?
Out of 10, yeah.
I'd maybe give this an 8.5 out of 10.
Wow. Cool. You've really enjoyed it. Yeah, you really...
I actually had such a good time.
You've played it. You've played along, so I suppose, okay, next up. So, for Lewis, what is his... range of questions score, range of subject matters out of 10.
Do you know what? I actually think it's good, but I feel like there could have been more TV and show bits. It was like nothing about celebrities.
That's true, actually.
Yeah, and that is lacking. And I feel like maybe quizmasters feel like it's like they're above it, but it's interesting.
Some quizmasters do.
Yeah.
The good ones don't. I think for every question about a dodecahedron, you need to have a question about... the eldest Kardashian sister, for
example. Exactly.
What was the...
This is...
Kim.
Courtney. That's a new noise. We've not heard that noise from you before, Sophie. I don't know what that noise was. It was a very slow deflation
like
it wasn't really even a wheeze, I don't think.
Also, that was a surprise that you got that and you didn't.
I know. Yeah. Do you know what? I just panicked.
Yeah. It's okay.
I'm going to give a score of 7 for the last one.
For a range of questions.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Bro.
So finally, for good vibes, and you know, this is our fault as well if it's bad, as well as Lewis's, but you know, Lewis has already got two very high scores. Mm. Good vibes. Out of 10, what do you think for this quiz?
I would say 4 out of 10.
Wow.
4?
No, take it. Just take it.
Okay.
No, 10 out of 10. Honestly.
Wow! What a turnaround.
Great vibes. Mainly from Liam.
Thank you.
Really?
Genuinely.
Wow.
It's always a bit of a damp squib, isn't it, when a Harry Potter fan turns up.
Yeah.
This is it. I just didn't know. I wouldn't have come.
When you say turn up, do host it with you. So we'll be here at every single one. You had a little bit of a Simon Cowell-esque thing of it's a four. It's actually a 10. I didn't like it. I loved it. It was
that's
brilliant.
That's so true, I did. Wow. Yeah. Okay, love that for me.
Thank you so much for taking part in the quiz and joining our quiz team. You've been an excellent addition to our team.
You can catch Sophie on all socials, and you can catch Lewis at the Trooper in Bristol on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. if you fancy going along to his quiz. But for now...
Yeah, what are you doing now?
I'm going to a gig.
Yeah. All right, well, enjoy it.
Enjoy.
Bye.